Howdy, everybody. Welcome to The Question Block. This is Nintendo Oki's video game trivia podcast where we ask you some questions, talk about a bunch of random video game stuff, and then we put somebody in the hot seat. I am your host, Tony, and joining me, as he does every week, we've got Shelby.
Yeah, hey.
What's going on, Shelby?
Oh, stuff.
Stuff. You've been having some computer issues, as have I, it seems like. So.
Not computer, just Internet Explorer. I'm sick of it. I don't know why I use it.
I don't use Internet Explorer.
I'm done with it. I'm sick of it. I tried. I like the way it works, but I'm sick of all these frickin'... It never remembers anything. I don't know. I'm sick of it. I'm going back to Chrome, even though I don't like Chrome that much. I'm sick of it.
Well, what about Firefox or Opera?
Nope. Don't like any of them. I like Internet Explorer best. Nobody else apparently in the world uses it, so frickin' whatever, Internet.
Maybe you'll have to just make your own browser.
Like, earlier today, YouTube was like, oh, you're still using Internet Explorer 7. You need to upgrade. I'm like, no, I'm using IE9. What are you talking about? And I try to upgrade. Like, oh, you can't even upgrade. There's a newer version on the computer already. It's like, whatever. Gosh.
You gotta love the way Microsoft works.
Friggin' stupid Microsoft.
Hey, people seem to like their console. Even if they don't like their operating systems.
Well, The operating system for the console is kind of garbage too, but let's not get into that.
Yeah, let's talk about some trivia. So,
sure.
Round one.
Round one is the music round. I got the music round this week, Shelby.
You do?
I said...
You do? Wait, what?
I do. This is music that I picked.
Oh, okay.
So you're going to play the songs, but I'm going to talk about the songs.
Okay.
So we're going to play you some of my favorite WiiWare games. Music from some of my favorite WiiWare games.
Okay.
Question one, we're going to play a piece of music right now. Starts out a little bit soothing, and then it gets into kind of some tribal sounds there.
Yes, does it feel like I need to grow some plants or something? Make some corn.
This was actually a WiiWare launch game, and one of probably the best WiiWare game for quite a while.
Yeah, I definitely would agree with that.
I've played a bunch of them, and this is still one of my favorite ones, but I actually think I prefer the sequel to this, and we're talking about Lost Winds. Have you played the first Lost Winds?
Oh, yeah. I played it, I got it, day one and beat it. Oh. It took me a while to beat it, because I'd play it for, 20 minutes, and I'd fall asleep, because the music was so soothing.
Oh, that happened to me as well.
It took me a while to beat it, but it's only a three-hour game, so it's surprising it took me, a week and a half to do it, but...
And see, the biggest problem with that game was it took me a little longer, because I just got lost all the time. There was no way to really tell where you were going, and there was no kind of map to, give you any kind of idea about where you needed to go, so...
Yeah, I didn't have a problem with that, but I'm used to Metroid kind of thing, so...
Yeah, so the second one upgraded and gave you that map and made it a whole lot better.
Oh, I ruined it then. Sheesh. And the game is called Lost Winds, so come on.
But you're not supposed to be lost. You're looking for those lost winds and the wind powers.
Well, if the winds are lost and you're looking for them and you go to where the winds are, then you're going to be lost too. It's simple logic here, dude.
Oh, I guess you're right.
I'm always right.
So there you go. Question two, we're going to play a piece of music right now. There you go. Some jazzy music there.
A little jazzy, yeah. I definitely feel like I'm in a club or something. Like I need to put a dollar in a tip jar or something.
You really don't.
Okay. Well, good.
There's no clubs. No tip jars in this game at all. There's a lot of drawing, though.
Tips are appreciated at any point, though, no matter what you're doing.
That song comes from Max and the Magic Marker.
It does. Like you said, a lot of drawing in this game.
There isn't. The cool thing about that game, the way they integrated the music, every sound in the game actually fits into the soundtrack, and it works really well. So you hear Max's footsteps keeping the beat, and when he gets the orbs that are floating around, the pops are hitting on the beats and on the upbeats. It's really, really cool how they actually integrated the gameplay into the music of that.
Cool.
That game. So, but that is a fantastic WiiWare game, and I think if you want a good little platformer that's, you know, fairly innovative, you should check it out. So, let's move on to question 3 and play a piece of music right now. That is from one of those games that I thought I really would have loved to have seen more of on WiiWare. The old Super Nintendo style RPGs that I thought the WiiWare service was going to be perfect for, and you just didn't see anything like that.
I didn't even know this game existed.
The game we're talking about is Final Fantasy IV: The After Years, which was actually, a mobile game in Japan first. It was on phones over there in Japan, and then Square Enix brought it over here onto the WiiWare service.
Interesting. That sounds vaguely familiar.
So it was one of those that used one of those few WiiWare games that had DLC, and then they eventually remade that game on the PSP with some up-resed graphics, some fully CG cutscenes and things like that.
Taking a WiiWare game and up-resing the graphics for a PSP, wow, what a slap in the face.
All right, so Shelby, let's move on to round 2.
Round 2!
You've got some Xbox Live Arcade game questions for us.
Indeed I do. This is a theme I'm going to carry over for the next few weeks here, so I'm going to move on through all the digital platforms for sale here. So we're going to start with XBLA. So question 4. On March 27th, 2007, Microsoft announced what XBLA title as the first to sell 1 million copies?
I would say Minecraft, but that just came out not too long ago, so that can't be the correct answer.
That didn't happen in 2007. I don't even think Minecraft even came out on PCs till like 2009?
2009 sounds right.
We'll go with that, yeah. But keep in mind, 1 million copies. 1 million copies. One. There you go. Uno. Good job. Yeah, Uno. That game, strangely fun. I mean, Uno's great and all, but you think of digital, like a on-screen version of Uno wouldn't be that good, but actually it's kind of fun.
Playing online with people was kind of fun. It was a little different playing, you know, locally with players, because I guess you could see everybody's cards.
I've never done that, but yeah, that would be weird, wouldn't it?
But yeah, playing online, it was a lot of fun. It was really fast-paced, too. You really had to be paying attention.
It was crazy how fast people would stinking call you if you didn't hit the Uno button. It took me a while to figure out you could actually hit the Uno button before you played the second to the last card so they wouldn't call you on it. It was crazy. People were on that stuff.
It's a hot tip for those Uno players out there.
Yeah, you can call Uno before when you still have two cards in your hand. Question 5. This four-player brawler was removed from the service in 2011 due to licensing issues.
This is one of those subjects that's a bit touchy with you.
Not a bit touchy. It's very touchy with me. It's so touchy, it's touched. Touché. I don't know.
Touché, pussycat.
Okay.
I actually know what you're talking about with this game, and that was the Turtles in Time Reshelled.
It is Turtles in Time Reshelled, which is a remake of, well, Turtles in Time, the Super Nintendo and arcade brawler, which is a big hit. I don't think that the reshelled version really won people over that much, but it was still a pretty good game. But the fact that it got taken down was just boo, you know?
Yeah, it was one of those things. Konami lost, I guess, the license to the Teenage Ninja Turtles games again, and so all of those games had to be taken off.
Yeah, it's too bad.
All the digital services.
So. And like the Turtles, like, arcade game or something, that was like a really big selling game too, and I don't know if that's still up there or not. I don't know. The whole Turtles thing has went through weird licensing changes. Now Ubisoft has it all, I think. Not Ubisoft, dang it, Ubisoft. I've never said Ubisoft before, and now that they said Ubisoft is the way to say it, I started saying Ubisoft. I don't know what the heck's going on.
It's Ubisoft.
It's
show.
Ubisoft. I know. I've never said Ubisoft before. Now I've said it twice here, like in the last 5 minutes. Whatever. Whatever. Whatever, people. Question six. We're moving on. While most associate XBLA with the 360, it was actually launched for the Xbox on December 3rd of what year?
Ooh. I have no idea.
It's not 2009, because that's when Minecraft happened, as we decided earlier in the show.
Not 2005, because that's when the 360 launched.
Right.
So it has to be before that.
So let's take Uno off of that, and what do you get?
2004.
There you go. 2004, December 3rd, is when Xbox Live for the Xbox launched. I refuse to say original Xbox. It's the Xbox.
It is the Xbox and the Xbox 360.
Yeah,
so.
People out there thinking original Xbox. I hate saying original Xbox.
What were some of the games that were available on Xbox Live back then? I don't even know.
Dude, you would ask me that. I don't know. I was looking at the list earlier in the day, but I don't remember any of them. There wasn't really that much. I mean, it wasn't very notable. I mean, it was barely recognizable as XBLA back then.
Pretty much just a test to see, I guess, how the service was going to work, basically.
Yeah, pretty much.
So, there you go. 2004 was that year.
Yep.
Let's move on to round three.
Round three.
In honor of all of our talk over the last however many weeks about Kid Icarus, those blasted AR cards, round three is called the Icarus Factor, but it has nothing to do with Kid Icarus, actually.
Okay.
These are all just games that star Icarus in one form or another that aren't part of the Kid Icarus franchise.
Okay.
You'll figure it out.
Okay,
so,
good.
Question seven. Icarus has gone missing in this game, and it's up to the main character to rescue him. You'll be given powers that allow you to move objects and control the wind by gods such as Zeus.
Zeus is in it, and you're looking for Icarus. God of War.
No, it is not God of War.
Dang it. I'm going to guess that for every one of these. That's what I'm going to do, because Zeus, Icarus, it's got to be in here somewhere.
This question is actually continuing my theme of WiiWare games from earlier, and I'm talking about Nyx Quest Kindred Spirits.
Nyx Quest, yeah, I need to play that still. I've heard good things about that. It looks really cool.
That is a really good game, and it kind of has some similar mechanics to Lost Winds. I mean, you have direct control over your character, but then you have powers, like flight and the ability to manipulate objects in the environment using the Wii Remote Pointer.
Can you dress like a Wookiee?
No, but if you want to dress like a Wookiee while you're playing the game, feel free.
Okay, I'm not going to do that, but maybe somebody could.
Somebody probably has. No, they haven't. Question 8. The main character of this game rips the wings off of Icarus after their battle to use in his quest to find the Sisters of Fate. The wings allow him to glide over long distances, but will slowly fall apart.
God of War.
You're close.
Really?
Add Uno to that.
God of War Uno.
Yes.
God of War 2? Really?
God of War 2.
Sweet! I can't see the thing. My monitor, died at the moment, so I can't see anything at the moment.
You were gonna guess God of War for every question. Eventually, you were going to get it right.
See, now here's the thing. Do I guess God of War for the next one? Would you have really wrote two God of War questions?
No, I did not.
So you rip off Icarus's wings in God of War 2?
Yes, you do.
That's weird. I played part of God of War 1, and I'm not really big into those arena brawlers like that, but my brother loves them, so.
I like them, too. I think they're fantastic games.
Okay, well, there you go.
And then question 9. This game mixes elements of time management with a first-person shooter. You play as an airship captain that is transporting goods and surviving pirate raids in a steampunk setting.
God of War.
No.
God of War Ascension.
You're getting close.
God of War Betrayal, God of War 2, God of War 3, God of War Chains of Olympus, God of War Ghosts of Sparta.
You got it.
Chains of Olympus?
No. The correct answer is Guns of Icarus.
Guns of Icarus?
Yes. It's a PC game, and it's pretty neat, actually. You play as this lone guy on an airship, and your pirates are just coming in from all over the place, and you have to go to, there are 6 different guns along the sides of your ship, and you're moving back and forth between all of these, shooting pirates as they're coming in and, you know, damaging parts of your airship.
Hmm.
So it's real fast-paced, it's real fun, actually.
Is it a shooter? Oh, first-person shooter, right there in the question. Sure enough, I'm looking at the question now, my screen came back, so...
It's third person when you're moving around, but once you get to one of the guns, it switches to a first person perspective, so you can actually, you know, aim the gun that way and, you know, shoot the pirates that are coming to blow you out of the sky.
Hmm. Okay. Take that, pirates.
Going down. So there you go. That's round 3.
Round 4.
All right, here we go. Time for the hot seat, Shelby. Just like last week, we have a special guest in the hot seat.
We do, and you're in an aquarium or something.
I am not in an aquarium. There is no water anywhere near me.
Well, there's an absence of bandwidth. Just like if you're in an aquarium, there'd be an absence of oxygen, so...
I guess in that sense, then, it is exactly like being in an aquarium.
See, I just call it out, because there's really not much I can do in post, so I figure if I call it out, nobody can really, you know, blame me for the editing, so...
That's true. So, and if this part sounds a little different than the first part of the show, you know why.
Blame Tony.
But straight from Zen Studios tonight, we have Mel Kirk sitting in the hot seat. How are you, Mel?
I'm good. I'm feeling pretty hot.
It's a common theme.
Stupid joke.
We've all made it. We've all have. It works.
I think Alex Noisy made the exact same joke last week.
I think I made the joke 3 times.
There you go. I come original.
What is your actual title? I think last time we talked, you said you were the chief director of code distribution or something like that.
Yeah, my title has grown. It's all that. Plus, I don't know... I talk to all the brands that we're working with now. I talk to all of our first parties that we're working with. I coordinate production. I don't know what needs to be done and who's going to do it. That's me.
I'm going to call that Director of Executive Communications.
That sounds really cool.
Sounds good.
I'll take it.
Sold. So the topic that you chose for the hot seat this week is Mass Effect.
Yeah, I love Mass Effect. It's a big one to go on because, I mean, God, there's so much. But I feel pretty good. I mean, I played all 3 of them all the way through, some of the DLCs. So we'll see how it goes.
You've played a lot more than I have. I think I played a grand total of about 15 minutes of the demo of Mass Effect 2.
Okay, so we'll see. So your questions then are coming from, not from experience, but from what you've read.
A lot of research.
We have Google and Wikipedia on our side, so.
Oh, boy.
All right, so here we go. Question 1. 35 years before the events of Mass Effect, humans found a source of advanced technology. On what planet was that technology found, and what was the name of the alien race that created it?
Now, keep in mind, this is the easy question. They go easy, medium, hard, so they're only going to get worse from here. You know, no pressure or anything.
Okay, well, I think the technology is Prothean technology, I think, but I don't know what planet it would have been found. Oh, wait, no, I know the planet. It's the very first planet that they land on. It's where he meets the girl. It's,
You're halfway there.
I got Prothean technology, right?
You correct? Got that, yeah. Now the other half.
It's not very, Eden Prime.
It is not Eden Prime.
Not Eden Prime.
It's a planet that's pretty close to Earth.
The only one coming to mind is like Novaria, but I don't think it's Novaria. That's far away from Earth.
The correct answer is Mars.
Oh, duh.
just our neighbor, you know, right? It's the closest planet to Earth, as far as I know. So,
see, the thing about Mass Effect is it makes you think your galaxy is like close. I mean, it makes space feel small because you can go everywhere really quick. So Mars is totally not even in my train of thought.
Well, that's about as close to Earth as you can get unless you're on the moon.
Oh, yeah. Man. But, man, wouldn't everything be better on the moon?
Absolutely, as we found out a week ago.
We did. So you're off to a good start, Mel. You got half of the first one, so you're doing good. You're already doing better than I did.
Yes.
Tony got like a half a point overall, and that was just because I felt generous.
All right.
Okay, I'm feeling good, then. I'm feeling good.
Question two, your medium difficulty question. As part of a crossover promotional campaign with another franchise, you could unlock two items for use in Mass Effect 3, the Reckoner Knight Armor and Chakram Launcher. In order to obtain those items, you had to play through the demo of what game?
Well, it was an EA game, right?
Okay.
Let's see, what big games?
There's a little bit of a hint there in the clue.
Or the question, because the clue and hint are the same thing.
That's true.
But, you know, whatever. I'm just here.
read him
a question again.
Can I read it again? Yeah.
Okay. As part of a crossover promotional campaign with another franchise, you could unlock two items for use in Mass Effect 3, the Reckoner Knight Armor and Chakram Launcher. In order to obtain those items, you had to play through the demo of what game?
Kingdoms of Amalur?
You are correct, sir.
Very well done.
Boom.
It's a point and a half. You're already three times better than Tony.
Oh, man.
I just love bringing that up.
You just like to rub it in, don't you?
I do. It's what I do. It's what I'm here for.
Okay. Are you ready for the hard question, Mel?
All right, let's do it.
You did good on the easy. You crushed the medium question, so you're doing good rolling into this. I got faith. You're going to do good.
Okay, cool.
Question three. The voice actors for the characters of the Joker and James Vega actually share a link to each other via Sarah Michelle Gellar. What are the names of those two voice actors?
Yes. Oh, my God. And I know this. And I don't know why. I'm getting a name that I know it's not right now, but it's making me want to say Seth something.
Okay.
Oh, I totally know who this is.
Thinking about it. This answer's slaying him here.
You know, it's one of those things that, like, is going to come to you as soon as you say, I don't know who it is.
So just totally fast forward in your mind 30 seconds to where Tony says the answer, and you got it.
You need to get command of the answer.
You need to get command of the answer?
I don't even get that.
Yes, you will.
I do.
You will.
Okay. I wrote this question. I don't even know what that means. See, I have no idea what you got up your sleeve now, Tony. You got me on a thing here. I'm confused more than anybody.
Yeah, I know who it is, but I'm having a hard time.
Well, you are on the right track with Seth, I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
Now, see, that was a good clue, you know, way better than whatever the heck you said a second ago.
See, it's not like... See, I'm wanting to say Seth Rogen right now. It's like Seth MacFarlane. I don't know why those names are... like, but I know it's he's a funny dude. He's a comedian. He's on Austin Powers. He's Dr. Evil's son. He's... Okay. What's his name?
There's too many Seths chicken out there.
You're leading me to water, but I'm not drinking it.
Water's refreshing. You should probably drink as much as you can. And they call it the fruit of life. I never really got that. I don't know why it's not very fruity, but once you put Kool-Aid in it, and then, whew.
Yeah, and I should totally know this. Like, I'm a fan of this guy because he's funny. He's a great actor, and he did a great job with the voices.
Well, I don't know how to break this to you, but there's two names we're looking for. So you got half of one. I know. So
I'm like a quarter. I have like a quarter point here.
All right,
maybe so. Right.
Are you ready to give up?
Okay, well, who are you looking for on the female side?
Oh, there's no female side. These are two. Both of these are males.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know. I probably am just going to make this long, awkward silence.
All right, real quick. I'm going to try to help you here. Does the name Sarah Michelle Gellar ring any bells to you?
Of course.
Who is she?
Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Okay. Very well. Now try to think of Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
It's been a long time.
Everything you know about Sarah Michelle Gellar right now is the time to use it.
But then I also see, like, Cruel Intentions, right? So I'm going in many different directions.
Yeah, this guy's not in Cruel Intentions.
The other guy was in a movie that kind of had cruel intentions called Wing Commander, but I don't know.
Yeah. See, I see
that's
the face.
Where I was going with my hint there, Shelby.
Oh, hey, I did figure it out. What do you know?
Look, I'm holding back from, like, doing the whole, you know, Google thing. I'm sitting here really trying to figure it out. And I don't... man, I see the face, but the name is drawing a blank.
I feel like we can give it to you on the first one. You know the person. You've obviously described him. So I can give you that one. We can give you Seth Green, I think. Right, Tony?
Seth Green.
Yes,
okay. Can you get the other
now
name?
It's Seth Green and...
Now, keep in mind, these two are linked via Sarah Michelle Gellar. So... Who would be, you know, on the other side of that link?
I don't know.
All right, Tony, it's all you now.
All right. I think we'll have to give him the answer here.
Okay.
The other person we were looking for is Freddie Prinze Jr.
Freddie Prinze. Dang it. Yes.
And they are linked because Seth Green worked with Sarah Michelle Gellar on Buffy the Vampire Slayer, and Freddie Prinze Jr. was married to Sarah Michelle Gellar.
Still is?
Or is married.
Yeah.
Sorry, not was.
Yeah, I'm married. You're right.
Watch your tongue there. Don't you go badmouth a Mr. Buffy like that.
Yeah, I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
So, Seth Green and Freddie Prinze Jr. are the answers.
That's good. Do I get a quarter point?
I say we can give him a half a point for that, maybe.
So, he got 1 3/4 of an answer?
Yeah, that'll work.
That's pretty good. I'm tops on the leaderboard then, right?
You are second on the leaderboard behind Shelby, who got 2 points.
Okay. I can take that.
You did pretty good there, Mel. I have to say.
Well, I really feel like I was putting myself out there for you guys. You know, Mass Effect, it's one of the...
No, that's a big one.
Huge. Yeah, it's huge. So, well, good. I'm glad I was able to, like, represent.
You did quite well, sir.
And you guys over there at Zen are working hard on some pinball tables. Is there anything you can talk about for your Marvel tables that are coming up or anything else that we might be seeing in terms of Zen pinball effects in the future?
Yeah, let's see. Marvel Pinball 3D should be coming, man, hopefully right before the end of June. we're going to actually announce which tables are included in that. I think, like, during E3, that's probably when we're going to be showing the game hands-on. So
this is going to be for the 3DS?
For 3DS, yep.
Sweet.
Pinball FX 2 and Zen Pinball 2 and all that, the next batch of tables coming are Avengers Chronicles. And we're just basically trying to get those tables out as soon as possible at this point. Zen Pinball 2, it's likely not going to be able to release until later this summer. The game is so complicated. We're working hand-in-hand with Sony to literally do things that have never been done before on PSN. It was kind of the same thing we had to do with Pinball FX 2 on Xbox. It just took up a lot of first-party resources to get the game out to people because it's... Just the back end, it's like, you know, when you have your entertainment center out in front and everything looks so nice, but then you look behind it and there's just that tangle of wires, it's just a mess. That's pretty much how our pinball games are. So,
Well, you guys do good work, so take your time and do some good stuff. We like the stuff you guys make.
Yeah, I just picked up the pinball game on the iOS and I'm having a lot of fun with it. For the 3DS, the Marvel tables, are those going to be DLC for Zen Pinball or is it going to be a completely separate title?
No, it's going to be a completely separate title. And there's a few reasons for that. The biggest one being we just recently got the capability from Nintendo, basically the tools in order to do add-on content. Uh-huh. And so we had been... We're so far with Marvel Pinball, we'd have to completely rebuild the game and then it wouldn't come out for a long time. So what you're going to see is Zen Pinball will be there and then there will be original tables released as DLC and then you'll have Marvel and you'll have Marvel tables as DLC.
Okay.
So I know it's not ideal, like, and we're the first ones to say we want all of our pinball content under one roof and it's just better for everybody, but unfortunately it's just not going to happen like that.
So you don't see a point in the future that maybe those Marvel tables could eventually be shoved over into the Zen Pinball title. They're just going to be completely separate forever.
Yeah, not anytime soon. You will have a platform approach with all tables under one roof for Wii U. But for 3DS, yeah, we're probably going to have to keep them separate.
Okay. Well, all righty. That sounds pretty good. I am looking forward to those tables. I like the Marvel stuff that I played on iOS. I'm looking forward to getting a chance to play them on 3DS.
My favorite cool. still the Captain America table for Pinball FX2, so I'm looking forward to what you guys are going to put out.
Appreciate that, guys. Yeah, and Captain America is one of my favorite as well, and as is Excalibur. That for me, that table has held up a long time now, and the theme is still exciting, and that's probably my favorite.
That's nice. Been my favorite table. I've got it across. I've got it on the 360, the 3DS, and now the iOS. It's the one table that I have multiples of.
Awesome.
I really like playing that one. But well, thank you very much for sitting in the hot seat tonight. You did pretty well.
Thanks. Yeah, thanks for having me.
Thank you. And everybody, keep a lookout on the site for stuff. I imagine we'll be taking a look at the Marvel tables when they come out, and we'll be definitely keeping you up to date on the Wii U and the 3DS things that are coming for Zen Pinball. So. Keep an eye out for that. Thanks a lot, Mel, for joining us.
Yeah, guys, appreciate it. And we'll talk soon. I know you guys are on just our general, you know, you get our news beyond just Nintendo. And we have a lot of stuff coming in the next couple of weeks. It's going to be kind of unconventional, but everything for us is just happening all at once. So you'll be spammed by Zen Studios.
Yeah, we're fine with that.
That's all right. We don't mind those emails.
I love spiced cool. emails.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, hey, have a good night, huh?
We'll let you get going. Now, you remember 2 weeks ago, Shelby, we did our first prize round.
I remember something of the sort.
We asked 5 questions dealing with Resident Evil, and now it is time to announce the winner of that first prize round.
I don't know why I was doing music. I realized that there's going to be music underneath the music, so...
There's going to be music on top of music.
No, I said underneath. You said on top. We got a music sandwich going here.
That's what we got. So there you
Delicious.
Go.
Delicious. And the winner this time is Gary Lever. So Gary, if you send us an email to podcast@nintendo-yoki.com, we will send out this amazing Resident Evil Japanese CD to you.
Okay, and if you want to find out the answers to those 5 questions, you can check out the Question Block website. It is thequestionblockpodcast.wordpress.com, or just click on the link on the Nintendo Oki webpage. It'll take you straight there.
Or just do like everyone else in the world does and type it into Google.
That works as well. You just put the Question Block Podcast. I'm pretty sure it's going to be the first thing that comes up.
Probably. Should be. Better be.
And you'll get the answers to all 5 of those questions there. But that's going to be the show for this week, Shelby.
Another one in the bag. Another hot seat heatened. I said I was going to say that. It's really dumb, but I'm going to stick with it.
Every week.
Going down with the ship on that one.
That's not the way you're supposed to end this show, though, Shelby. You've got another phrase that you say when it's time to end the show.
I do.
And that phrase...
What, do you want me to say it?
Yeah.
What if I don't want to say it? I'm not...
Then the show will go on forever, and Micah is waiting to record another show.
Well, in that case, Everyday Young Life Junesu.
There you go.